In the Adamist starship's case, enforcement was a more practical option. The Void Hawk reached out with its distortion field, disrupting the quantum state of space around the Damasio's hull. If it tried to jump away now, the interference would produce instabilities in its patterning nodes with spectacularly lethal results as the desynchronized energy loci imploded. Inoni and Griot drew apart as they closed on their respective targets. The Bermudan was a sharp profile in Syrinx's mind now, a flattish onion shape 105 meters in diameter, its central spire tapering to a needle-sharp point 60 meters above the hull rim. There was no crew toroid. Instead, three silvery mechanical capsules were fixed equidistantly around the upper hull. One was a life support cabin large enough for about 5 or 6 people. Another was a hangar for a small space plane. The third was its cargo hold. Energy currents simmered below its hull, spectral iridescent whirls that suggested extreme agitation. "Captain Kuritz, you and your squad to the airlock, please," Syrinx said when they began to slow for rendezvous. "Be advised, the Black Hawk's cabin space is approximately 400 cubic meters." Vermudin hung in space 300 kilometers away, a dusky crescent, slightly ginger in color. She could feel Chi locking the proximity defense lasers onto the Black Hawk, a mix of electronic and biotech senses providing the focus. "I'll go with them," Eileen Carruth said. She tapped her restraint strap release catch. "Make sure the Bermudan's captain is brought straight back here," Syrinx said. "I'll send one of my people with you to fly Bermudan back to fleet headquarters." Without its captain, the Black Hawk would have to obey an Edenist. Inoni flipped over as it approached Bermudan, inverting itself so that it seemed to be descending vertically towards the Black Hawk's upper hull. An airlock tube extended out from the crew toroid. The Marine squad waited in the chamber behind it, fully armored, weapons powered up. Gravity throughout the toroid had returned to a welcome Earth standard. Syrinx ordered the Bermudan's captain to extend the Black Hawk's airlock. The Damasio exploded. Its captain, faced with the total certainty of a personality debrief followed by a Confederation Navy firing squad, decided his crew and ship were a worthwhile price to pay for taking Griot with him. He waited until the Void Hawk was a scant kilometer away, beginning its docking maneuvers, then turned off the antimatter confinement chambers. 500 grams of antimatter rushed to embrace an equal mass of ordinary matter. From Inoni's position, 2,000 kilometers away, the elemental energy wavefront split the universe in two. On one side, the stars burnt with their usual untroubled tranquility. Opposite that, infinity vanished, replaced by a solid flat plane of raging photons. Syrinx felt the light searing into Inoni, scorching the optical receptor cells into crisps. Affinity acted like a conductor for purple-white light, allowing it to shine straight into her own mind, a torrent of photons that threatened to engulf her sanity. In amongst the glare were fissures of darkness, fluttering around like tiny birds caught by a gale. They called out to her as they passed, mental cries, sometimes words, sometimes visions of people and places, sometimes smells. Phantasm tastes, a touch, the laughter, music, heat, chill, wetness, minds transferring into Inoni's neural cells, but broken, incomplete, flawed.
"Thetis!"
Syrinx cried. She couldn't find him, not amid such turmoil, and the light had become a pervasive pain. She howled in anguish and hatred. Vermudin's distortion field distended, strengthened, applying stress against the perpetual structure of reality. An interstice yawned wide. Chi fired the gamma lasers, but the beams raked emptiness. The interstice was already closing. Less than 2 seconds after the Damasios exploded, a blast wave of particles arrived to assault Inoni's hull, supplementing the corrosive electromagnetic radiation already striking against the foam. The Void Hawk looked past the immediate chaos, observing Vermudan's wormhole forming a tunnel through empty dimensions, size and determinant length defined by the Black Hawk's energy input. Inoni knew the terminus coordinate exactly, 21 light-years away, the Black Hawk's utter limit. "This time," Oenone thought tempestuously, energy blazed through its own patterning cells.